Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
my God.
Come on and lift your voice.
Holiday. It has been a while since we've been on the air, but it was a good time to be among friends and family. I had a great time. I did a lot of cooking and also had a wonderful time with my grandbaby. He is something else. He loves to coo and smile, and he just a wonderful little boy who sleeps a lot, which is all good, and he doesn't give us any trouble. All he wants to do is just make sure that he is not hungry. He wants to let you know that when it's time to eat, he's ready to eat. But I had a wonderful holiday, and I thank God for a safe and wonderful one, because the reason for the season was all about Jesus, and it was just a great thing as far as giving and sharing and just being with family and friends. And I hope that you spent this time enjoying your family and friends as well. I know it's a half an hour later than we normally start. We had a little technical difficulty, but what I went ahead and did is schedule it for 11:30. I'm not sure if any of you are there or on the email or whatever, but I'm going to go on and pretend that I have a big audience, and I know for sure that God is there and listening, which is important to me and you as well. I want to just indicate that I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to, not this year, we're not just catering to widows. We're catering, we're here for all of you who are going through some type of loss, loss in death and loss in also divorce. We want to be an encouragement to you throughout this year of 2013, because we all have and will experience some type of loss through our lifetime, but we must believe and have faith in God, knowing that we will be able to get through each day, one day at a time. We must be there for each other, comfort each other, and be prayerful. And tonight, it is all about prayer. I'm going to read our scripture for our ministry is honor widows that are widows indeed. That's 1 Timothy 5:3. But tonight, it's all about prayer. We need to go into the 2013 with prayer, because the things that are happening in this world, we need to be prayerful not just every day, but every minute of the day when you can, and pray for your family and friends. I always pray in the morning, no weapon that is formed against me and my children. Even going as far as saying, no weapon that is formed against me and my children, our homes, our cars, or anything that the Father has made possible for us to have. Because even though that we work hard for these things, there are people out there that wants to come and take it away. And it's just so hurtful when things, special things that you have that are important to you that you can't replace, that they take that away from you. But just be prayerful and ask God to protect you. Keep his angels around you at all times. I want to begin by saying the Lord's, the 23rd Psalm from the Children's Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they will comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Yes, that verse is saying, that chapter is saying that God is your shepherd. He will be there for you. There's no reason to want, because he will provide and supply all of your needs. Sometimes we don't always, he doesn't always supply our needs when we want it, but it'll be right on time. So, and we must not fear, even though these things are happening around us, we must believe and trust and ask God for protection, and we only should fear God, not man. But, of course, we have to have human feelings and be careful in our surroundings and our whereabouts. I am also going to read a poem that was written by a good friend of mine, and it's wishing me a beautiful holiday season and my family. Let us seek God's guidance throughout the new year. As the threatening cloud of Cheddar gathered in man's muddled mind, while he reaches for an answer he alone can never find. May God turn our vision skyward so that we can see above the gathering clouds of darkness and behold God's bright and love. For today we are facing problems man alone can never solve. boy, it has taken much more than genius. The condition that confronts us to determine and resolve. The condition that confronts us all around on every side, daily mounting intensity, like the restless rising tide. But we find new strength and wisdom. Instead of proud assistance, we humbly call upon the Lord and seek divine assistance. For the Spirit can unravel many tangled knot threads that defy the skills and power of the Lord's best hands and heads. For the plan of the growth and progress of which we all have dreamed cannot survive materially unless the Spirit is redeemed. So as another new year dawns, let us seek the Lord in prayer and place our future hope and plan securely in God's care. Yes, that's what God wants us to do, for us to feel secure in His care. He wants attention. God is a jealous God. There's no other God before Him. So it is important that you worship only one God, because the God that I serve, He's a jealous God. We also, there's some prayer that I want to also pray for certain types of prayer tonight. Prayer of thanks for His promises, armor of God's prayer, and fill the Holy Spirit prayer. Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus, the Lord, my Savior. I come to You with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank You for all the things that You have done for us in our lives, for You are the Creator of all things. Father, we give thanks to You for Your presence. For Your presence in the fullness of joy and purpose. Because Your presence, we are happy to be here. Father, we thank You for Your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it abundantly to overflowing. Father, we thank You for Your provision. All our needs are met according to Your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life as our soul prosper. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank You and we thank You for Your protection, that Your perfect love casts out all fears and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through the storm that comes into our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for life, Your presence in Oh, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for Your mighty armor that You have provided for us. You put us in full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdles of truth, sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects us from all fiery darts of the enemies. And as we pick up the sword to the Spirit, the Word God, that we choose us to against all the forces of evil in our world, the Word of God that we chose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet the sandals of peace and the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our guide and our shield about us. Take us in the space of the rock and the underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91:1. Put your armor on us and live and pray in complete defensive upon you, and pray in the Spirit all times and all occasion. Yes, we will do that, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, and we just praise your holy name. To God be the glory. We're going to pray now for the Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each one of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit according to your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Yes, Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask you to fill us as we pray today with your Holy Ghost, anointing and power, covering us with your presence. Your anointing, your power, your name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you, Lord, to heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us with anointing and presence, and to fill us and shield us with your peace, character, nature. We ask you for all of these things, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14, to God be the glory. We pray that you will bless us. You will enlarge our territory. You will reveal to us the things that we need to know. You will reveal for us and give us guidance where to go. Oh, Heavenly Father, we will kneel before you each and every day, asking you for guidance and protection, and also understanding and wisdom, and getting us through each and every day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray before you, because this world is full of evil. We need you to protect us. Yes, our family and our friends. Help us to be a good servant, a good vessel that you have for us to do. Give us the understanding to know what to do and a way to walk in your will. We just continue to praise you and lift you up and magnify your holy name. We know that you're there with us. You said you will never leave us or forsake us. And you have proven that to me and my family. And I know that you will always be there because you've shown us in this 21 years after my loss, our loss, that you've never left us alone. You've always walked beside us and provide for us in every way. You haven't always provided for us in monetary, but you've given us wonderful friends and family to help us through all of this. You've put us in places where we could grow and be a good friend and a good neighbor. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, to giving us the strength to move forward, just knowing that we don't understand everything that you have done, but we know that you love us. You have an unconditional love for us, even though we don't have much for others. We just want you to know, yes, we are human, but we will get better each day by and by. Just help us to have the faith that we need to go forward. We love you and we adore you and magnify your holy name. May God be the glory. Well, we have a few announcements that we would like to, before we only have about less than 7 minutes left. There are things that are coming up. We are getting ready to start editing our stories to write our book this year. All of your testimonies are very special and will be, and I'm sure will be an encouragement to others. We also will be writing a handbook, and we're going to take this time starting the new year. And I know that God will find us the how we can go about getting our book sold, published, and I know everything will be in divine order. And each person that purchases this book will be blessed by testimony that they can cherish and understand that they too are going through it as well. There's someone else out there other than themselves have gone through what they're going through now. You're also going to be getting ready for our Valentine get-together. The location is to be determined. And there are different things that we will be doing throughout the year of 2013. But I hope that you will continue to be a part of this ministry, also support us in any way that you possibly can. This year we are asking for monetary donations to help us with our ministry, because sometimes we need to purchase cards or just different things that we have to do. It will be a blessing that we can just go to an account and purchase, get those the money to purchase those different things, and also assist us on the different activities that we are planning on this year. We will have a calendar of schedule of events back. We will probably be announcing those in February. We have to sit down at our meeting, which is always the third Saturday in every month from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Location to be determined. Sometimes we go out and sometimes it's done. The meeting is at my location. If you all ever have a question and want to talk, just call me at 770-981-9118. I hope that you will have a blessed and prosperous 2013. May God be the glory. Good night, and have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Lord.